Today's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk coming live to you from the Have Health Studio. This is your path to a longer, healthier life. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And what a beautiful fall day to be tuned in, and what a special show we have in store for you today. I'm sure you're wondering what's so special about today. And there are actually two great reasons. Someone very special came into my world about 1 year ago today. My precious Addison Bailey Sales, my granddaughter. Addison was born with a very rare and aggressive form of brain cancer. She underwent surgery just 4 weeks into being born. And during that surgery, they removed a softball-sized tumor that had attached to her very young, very little, and an amazing brain. Surgery followed in the Naval Hospital in San Diego, where a team of very skilled neonatal neurosurgeons removed this huge tumor. A very long year of MRIs, doctor's visits, and a follow-up surgery had produced an amazing little girl with a 7% chance of ever seeing her first birthday. We are celebrating life as precious as little Addison is. For now, it seems to be that she's beating the odds makers. God has graced us with not only an amazing granddaughter, but amazing parents and a top-notch medical care that has allowed her to experience the joys of being a small child. Mom's special care around the clock, providing that my special daughter I just get choked up talking about Casey. She's an amazing daughter, having only been 21 years of age, going through a major ordeal like she's had to deal with life and death decisions. Casey, I'm so proud. And Cameron, you are serving our country in the U.S. military as a Marine Corps Lance Corporal stationed at Camp Pendleton. You are the best son-in-law and father we could have ever asked for. And that's certainly the number one reason why today is so special. But number two, you have been given a chance to make every moment count. Our medical delivery system should be focused on the uncontrollable emergencies and treatment of disease and not to be used for the effects of overeating. I know it's hard. I know you feel like there's no hope. And I know you've tried every diet, every pill, every program, only to fall back on your old habits. You are not alone, and there is something that you can do about it. Happy birthday, Addison. We're going to spend some time together this evening, but I wanted to start the show with something very personal, because as we begin to create a longer, healthier life, often we think about what would we do if we had more time, and what would we give back if we had an opportunity to do that. And Dr. Anderson wrote this amazing book called Dr. A's Habits of Health. Along with it, he wrote a companion guide and produced a DVD that was designed to help you learn how to create this path to a longer, healthier life. And we've been talking over the last year about creating optimal health in your life. And optimal health is a journey that you can't just wake up one morning and say, today I'm healthy. Our bodies don't work like that. But it is to be taken one step, one habit, one day at a time. And this path really starts with you preparing to create health in your life. You have to want to make a decision to organize your life around the things that matter most and decide, make a decision to create health. Then beyond that, it's a particular process using Dr. A's Habits of Health system that we help you reach a healthy weight. And as you begin to reach a healthy weight, you'll begin to transition to whole foods, learning how to eat the right kinds of foods so that you don't gain your weight back, and then create the habits of health, like habits of motion and habits of sleep, and how to reduce stress in your life and how to be more fulfilled. And at the end of that, we'll work on optimizing your health for your age. No matter if you're 25 and overweight or 75 and overweight, you have an opportunity at the very beginning, right now, today, to take control of your life. And this whole journey that Dr. Anderson has created, step by step, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, you do get to create a longer, healthier life in the process. And I'm so excited about today's show. In addition to celebrating Addison's birthday, which is so special, we have an opportunity later on in our show to talk to a certified health coach, Rhoda Wise, who I've come to know and love over the last 3 years, as she will share her amazing story and a path to help you understand why that decision to create health in your life is so difficult. Because you might think, you know, well, all I have to do is eat this food and follow this program and I'll create health in my life. As we've talked about, 85% of people that go on a traditional diet to lose weight only go back to their own habits within 2 years and gain their weight back plus 5 to 10 pounds. And so if this is the underlying structure of your health, then you really are really going to take advantage of our show today. I can tell you just how simple and easy following Dr. A's principles, really the principles and the habits, creating habits of health, have really had such an impact on my life. I know 4 years ago when I went down this journey, I got connected with a certified health coach who just said, Russ, I can show you a simple way to lose weight and get healthy and stay healthy for the rest of your life. And quite frankly, I was pretty skeptical. But as I began to follow the plan and follow Dr. A's principles, I realized that I did have an opportunity and could create optimal health in my life. Having lost 60 pounds in about 15 weeks, and after 18 weeks, I had lost 75 pounds and realized that I did have an opportunity, a second chance, to live a different life. And that was over 4 years ago. And in the last 4 years, having become a health coach, taken on the task of becoming the co-host of Dr. A's radio program, The Habits of Health, and really begin to influence other people in such a big way. You know, I talked about the fulfillment aspect of our life. It is a key component of health. Because if you're unhappy and you're not providing value to today's society, and are not giving back the things that you have so much to share with others, then you're not living a healthy life. And over the last 4 years, I've had the opportunity to reach thousands of people and help them go down this path of creating a longer, healthier life. I'd like to thank Dr. Anderson so much for his sacrifice over the last 10 years in creating the Habits of Health lifestyle system. Having been a critical care physician, involved in the operating and surgery room, really patching people back together, people that were going in for major surgeries to deal with the effects of being obese and not creating health in their life, really saw at a very early age, with his background and having grown up in Japan and all over the world, could see that our American diet, the fast food mentality, gotta have it now, lifestyle was really creating havoc. And so having created the Habits of Health system, the co-founder and medical director of a coaching company called Take Shape for Life, the medical director of a great company producing some amazing products in MetaFast, has really changed and really had a major shift in what we're doing in this country. You know, he talked a couple of weeks ago about catching this wave to a healthy America. And if we think that today's medical delivery system is going to solve our health problems, and that we can eat our way through obesity and just turn right around and have a surgery or take a pill and have no ill effects for the rest of our life, then we're kidding ourselves. We really have an opportunity to meet Dr. Anderson right where his heart is and that's right here at the Habits of Health System. And I'd encourage you, if you've not had an opportunity to visit our website, that's habitsofhealthtalk.com. And if you go to the website, on the very, very front page, you'll see a couple of things, and I'd like to give you a guided tour of the Habits of Health Talk Radio website. You know, everybody has a website these days, and everybody has these little things that you can, you know, click on and hear lots of information. But I would encourage you that this website will be the catalyst to help you change your life. Right on the very front page, you'll see Dr. A's picture called Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio. Right below that, you will see a link that says Order Dr. A's Habits of Health System. Click on that link, and I would encourage you to order your book and workbook today, because this is what your health coach will use to guide you through this journey, this path. You're not going to change all of your mindset overnight. In fact, many of us come to this place in our life with lots of preconceived notions in terms of what we should eat, what we can't eat, how we can drink this and not eat this and live a healthier life. And Dr. A, using a scientific approach and his medical background, not only using all of the other resources of many relationships over years, has created a very solid, not only a nutritional guide, but a life guide to help you create long-term health. And so I would encourage you to visit the website and do that. And a couple of other things I'd like you to focus on, and that is to take Dr. A's health quiz. It'll give you an idea of just how healthy or unhealthy you are. And as you begin to take the quiz, I'd like you to, at the very end of it, when you get your score, if you'll do me a favor, this is the joy of what I get to do at Habits of Health Talk Radio, and that is I get to evaluate and look at your scores and see how we can help. And so send us an email at Dr. A, that's D-R-A, at HOHtalk.com. That's D-R-A at HOHtalk.com. And you can also send us an email, and we'll get in contact with you and help you begin to create this longer, healthier life. But I wanted to make sure that we really focused on the things that are important in our life. You know, I'm not sure where you're at in your life. I'd like you to really take a good look at your life today during this short 3 minutes during our commercial break, and really ask yourself this question. If you could create optimal health in your life, would you choose it? And starting today, take a look at where you are and what is it you want your life to look like. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to visit with a certified health coach, great friend. You're going to learn a lot about yourself during the next segment. RotoWise will be back right after the break, so stick around. Don't go away.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today. Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with GladRags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. GladRags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host. And we've been talking about how to create optimal health in your life. But before we continue, I'd like you to invite you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. And you can also reach us via email at dra@hohtalk.com. That's Dr. A, dra@hohtalk.com. And right in the middle of the website, there's a big orange button that says how to get connected with a free health coach. And I'd like you to click on that link today. And after we spend some time, you're going to be convinced that today is the decision-making day that you're going to be able to create optimal health in your life. I'm honored today to have with us my special friend and guest. From the first time I met Rhoda, I knew there was something special about her. She is a mother of two great sons, Tristan and Liam. She lives in Sarasota, Florida with her husband, my good friend, Stefan. Using Dr. A's Habits of Health lifestyle system, she has recreated health and is helping others create optimal health in their life. Rhoda, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Russ. It's such a pleasure to be back here with you.
Well, we've had you on the show before, and we've shared with our listening audience your personal health story. And so we're not actually going to duplicate that show. We're going to go in a whole new direction, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Great. Rhoda, you know, one of the things that we talk about on the radio program a lot, especially when Dr. A is on the program, is about this first step. And the first step is to make the decision to be healthy. And, you know, you would think that would be a pretty simple process, but why is simply deciding to be healthy so difficult for most of us?
Well, you know, that's such a great question, and it's one that I think everybody will benefit hearing the answer to. Before we came back, when you left for a break just this last segment, you asked a question of your audience, and you said, if you could choose optimal health, would you? You know, I was one of those people, and I'm sure there were many of them out there, who, if they really took you seriously and asked themselves that question, they were saying, yeah, I would, but. And that but was full of a lot of convoluted and complicated explanations and rationalizations for why it might work for everybody else, but not me.
Of course.
I was one of those people. And because we all think that our situations are so unique that it just won't apply to us. So, you know, here's the thing, and what it boils down to, is we can sit here and you can sit here on this show, and even Dr. A can travel this entire country and tell everybody, you know, 800,000 times all the different reasons why this is going to work for them and give them just as many testimonials, and still there's going to be those people that are going to say, yeah, but what about me? So really what it comes down to is just three simple questions and two very, very important rules. And if people can just boil it down in this simplicity, they can really get moving and in a path to create optimal health in their life. And the three questions are really as simple as ready, willing, and able. And the first question starts with, are you ready to put health first in your life and do what is necessary to make it the number one priority? So most people, when they're ready, they will say yes to that. If you're not ready, then that stops it right there. And you just have to wait until you are. And you'll know. We all know when we're ready. When we've just had enough and we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we're just ready to do whatever it takes. And that's that point. The second question is willing. Are you willing to be coachable and teachable? And what we mean by that is, are you willing to allow your coach to guide you to what those daily steps are that will allow you to put health first as the top priority? And are you willing to allow the Habits of Health system and Dr. Anderson teach them the daily choices and the habits that are necessary in order to sustain that for the rest of their lives? And question number three is, are they able? And this is probably the most important question that people need to ask themselves, because it will lay the foundation upon which everything else will be built upon, and it will determine their success factor. So the most important question, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
It's, are you able to keep track of time and every 2 to 3 hours pick something and eat it? That's it.
So if I can keep time, mm-hmm, and I can eat every 2 to 3 hours,
mm-hmm,
and I'm willing to let you and Dr. Anderson and any of the certified coaches that are out across the country teach me the things that I need to do, that all I need to do is just be ready.
That's correct. That's correct. Now, remember I said there are three questions and two rules. Now, I got the two rules, and these are absolute deal breakers. They're very, very important, equally as important as those three questions. You ready for those?
So this is going to come with homework.
You got it. Well, here are the two rules. The first rule is really paramount. And mind you, we're not about to sit here and talk to anybody about anything that we don't want them doing for the rest of their lives. That's the whole point. That's how you can tell the difference between something that's sustainable and something that's not. If you're asked to do something temporarily and then you're asked not to do it anymore, then I can assure you whatever results you achieve, they're going to be just as temporary. So that's really kind of the benchmark by which people should be measuring the different choices that they make. That doesn't mean to say that there aren't other things out there that will work, but the question is, will they work long term? And that's how they can figure out the difference. So we're going to talk about those two rules. The first rule is, don't beat yourself up. People are not allowed to beat themselves up. It doesn't accomplish anything. What's done is done. They need to learn to be their own GPS. So, for example, if you miss your turn and you're driving down the road, your GPS doesn't turn around and call you all kinds of names and yell at you. It just says, it says one of two things usually. It says recalculating, or it says at your next available opportunity, make a U-turn and course correct. So, you know, the great thing about being a health coach is I'm going to be somebody's GPS for them until they can learn how to be their own GPS. And that's really very important, because we got to take emotion out of the equation.
Right.
People just spend so much time looking in the rearview mirror. Well, if you drove your car the way most people drive their lives, looking in the rearview mirror, how successful do you think they're going to be at getting to their destination?
Not very much.
Exactly. So rule number two, and this is a biggie, and it's a wonderful little acronym that I learned actually from a fellow health coach and one of our business leaders in the company, and I just love it. And it's named after the things you clean your ears out with. And it's QTIP, and it stands for Quit Taking It Personal.
QTIP. Awful hard to do.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But here's how. And it's a very simple process. So what people need to do is learn to no longer, from this point forward, no longer characterize anything that they do, say, think, how they behave, and their current habits as either good, bad, right, or wrong. If we take those adjectives out of that comparison and out of that characterization, they will no longer be attaching emotions to their decisions. And instead, if they substitute two very important and critical questions, and they're very simple, and those questions are, does it serve me? In other words, does what I'm thinking or about to say or about to do, does it serve me? Does it serve my purpose? The second question is, does it bring me closer to my goal, or does it take me farther away from it? Now think about it. If you stop and ask yourself those two questions, more than likely you're going to get an answer that is not emotional, and that's going to, then you can ask yourself, so let's give a concrete example. I'm on plan. And obviously, key lime pie is not part of plan. So let's just say I have to be out having a wonderful lean and green dinner, and my friend next to me orders key lime pie. And I am so tempted. I want to just one tiny little bite. If I go, ooh, it tastes so good, and it's just a little, I mean, I'm not going to be that bad, right? You go to all those questions, good, bad, right, or wrong, okay? I'm just going to be a little bit wrong because it's just going to be a tiny little bite. Well, Instead, does it serve me to have that? Does it take me closer to my goal, or does it take me farther away from? And then if my answer is no, it takes me farther away from, then I get to ask myself, so do I want to do it then? So I've got this buffer and this tiny little internal conversation that I can have with myself that's going to help me stay on a path towards optimal health and towards my goals. And if they can just follow those three simple main, you know, answer those three questions and then follow those two simple rules, they're going to be successful.
Well, one of the things that you just talked about was the fact that, is it serving me or am I serving it? And is it moving me closer to my goal? And you know, we're talking about health here, but that could happen in any aspect of life. You know, if I'm deep in debt and I'm running up charges on my credit card, that's not moving me closer to being debt free. It's moving me farther away.
Absolutely.
So these choices, you know, when we start talking about the habits of health, we're not talking about just weight all the time. We're talking about really putting your life into motion so that you can learn how to stop, think about what it is we're doing, challenge our decision, and determine whether or not it's going to move us forward or backward, and then make a choice, make that decision. And that's what we've been talking about. And I love the way you frame it in terms of, you know, that initial decision to create health in our life. And are you ready? Are you willing? And are you able to do just a couple of simple things? And the two simple things that I really got from you was, can you tell time? And can you eat every 3 hours?
Believe it or not, it really is that simple, Russ. When you know, and then that other piece being willing to be coachable and teachable, because it's all here. It's been systematized and it's been structured, and all they have to do is follow that instruction. And if they can do that, they can be successful. Probably in many cases for the first time in their life, really be on an advancing path to health.
You know, we often think that there's a quick fix to everything. And I can tell you, a great quick fix today is to listen to this program and make a decision to make health a priority in your life. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue with Rhoda, where she's going to give us some great healthy Halloween tips. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the front of the webpage, you'll see the health quiz link. Click on there, take that quiz, and email us your score at Dr. A, that's D-R-A, at HOHtalk.com. That's D-R-A at HOHtalk.com. And also, click on the big orange button right at the top of the website that says, get connected to a free health coach, and we'll make sure that you get the information you need to begin to put your life in motion. We've been talking with certified health coach Rhoda Wise, a good friend of ours, a former guest on the show, and we thought it'd be great to really bring her back and talk about what's going on and how. You know, oftentimes we go through our day-to-day lives and we're so busy and we just think that, you know, we're the only one with a busy life. We're going from this job to that job, picking up the kids, running around, struggling to pay the bills, struggling to make the mortgage. And we think that our life is so much different than someone else's. And Rhoda, before we talk about the Halloween tips, would you kind of give us your thoughts in terms of, you know, why my life might not be any different than yours?
Well, you know, Dr. A, whenever I've listened to him speak, he is such a brilliant man, and his conversation just transcends any kind of barriers that there might be. So it doesn't matter what walk of life you're from, where your cultural background, what your religious beliefs are. It's just plain old facts on how to live your life in a with health as the top priority. And one of the things that I've learned from him is that it doesn't really matter whatsoever how complicated or convoluted you think your life is. The solutions are not equally complicated or convoluted. That used to be how I thought. And what this program taught me was the solution is the solution. And it's very, very simple. As we just discussed in the last segment, it's down to three questions and two rules. And if you can answer those and accept the two rules, then you're ready. And you make the decision, and you start the journey, and it's just one step. You know, Confucius, what's that old saying? You know, one step begins 1,000 miles or whatever it is. It's exactly that. It's just taking baby steps. Now, I think the thing that most people tend to confuse is that they tend to think baby steps means takes forever and right. takes a long time. You know, you can take small steps quickly. There's nothing that says that just because you're taking small steps that it has to take years and years and forever. On the other hand, understanding that the path to health is something that is an ongoing process. We're never going to achieve it and say, great, done, right? Move on to the next right. thing. You're always going to be optimizing because time and the effects of gravity and age are always going to be taking their toll. So we have to be working, you know, not necessarily against that, but learn how to work with it and optimize it. So I think that's my favorite part about this program, and hopefully people will understand that Habits of Health is, it's a lifestyle, it's a choice, it's a decision that you wake up and make every single day.
You know, when people have, though, you know, overwhelming health issues, you know, being diabetic, struggling with cholesterol, blood pressure, maybe even have had, you know, a gastric bypass or open heart surgery, you know, we kind of think catastrophically that our life is over and that we're predestined to be unhealthy for the rest of our life. And what you've described, though, is some pretty simple processes, and that is, you know, get connected with your health coach who can be your GPS, the person that, you know, helps you recalculate and course correct. and very simply keep you on a path. And Dr. A, with his book, The Habits of Health, has just made it so simple. That doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to go from where you are today to being 100 pounds, you know, losing 100 pounds in a week and a half. That's just not reality. But as you talked about, making those daily choices, one step at a time, staying focused on what it is you want and determine, is it moving you forward towards what you want your life to look like, or are you moving the other direction? And so many people, maybe even unconsciously, make that choice almost by doing nothing other than doing what they've always done in the past, and that's going back to their old habits.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty exciting.
Absolutely. You know, we talk a lot about structural tension and how, you know, habits of health and the whole idea, not really idea, but the science behind habits of health and the genius behind Dr. Anderson and the fact that he put it down in writing and made it so easy and that we've come up with this program that is just these structured, like you said, step-by-step instructions. You know, first do A, then do B, then do C. It makes it pretty darn goof-proof. And believe me, I was one of the biggest goofs on the planet, headed in the wrong direction, thinking, what am I doing wrong? You know, I'm doing everything I know, and what am I doing wrong? And that's the key. You know, it's not what we know but aren't doing that holds us back from achieving these things. It's what we don't know that we don't know. It's not even on our radar because we don't even know that we don't know it and that we're supposed to. And this fills in all those gaps.
You bet. Well, I mean, the Halloween holiday is right around the corner. It's on Monday. Mm-hmm. And much of what we, you know, think about holidays is all centered around food. Yeah. And you're going to share with us some of your Halloween, healthy Halloween tips. If you would, maybe just go through those with us so that we can be all prepared to create and stay on course for creating a healthier life during Halloween.
Sure. May I first say, however, that I wish I could take credit for all of these wonderful ideas. I can't. These are things that I have learned as a result of Habits of Health and plugging myself into this amazing bio network of support that we have at Take Shape for Life. So these are things that I've learned along the way and that I've just done, you know, exactly what I'm supposed to do, which is lead and guide my clients to learn the same things. You know, when we think of Halloween, of course, what is the one word that comes to mind?
Candy.
Yeah, loads of it. And as a parent, I have to say it terrifies me. And there's nothing scarier, you know, to me than Halloween, because I try really hard all throughout the year to not make that a focus or a reward in any way, shape, or form for my children. But, you know, a lot of us have a sweet tooth in this country. And so Halloween tends to bring back lots of great memories of being a little kid and, you know, all the stuff that comes along with that. So it's a great time of year. But there are some really wonderful, helpful tips that will help curb that sweet tooth and help keep you on sort of a straight and narrow path to health, even during these holidays. So there's some 10 basic tips. You know, everything seems to come in 5, 7, 10, that kind of thing. So we've got 10, we've got 10 tips for you. The first one is simply probably the easiest. How about not buy any Halloween candy? How about instead really walking the walk and perhaps pick up some small packages? They make these little mini packets of pretzels, or maybe even some healthy fruit roll-ups, not the kind with high fructose corn syrup in them, but the really healthy dried fruit kind. Something that you can really, you know, be proud to hand out to the children, and many of them will actually eat them. So, you know, don't get caught up in the concept that it has to be candy. Number two, keep in mind that there will always be candy, right? But if you're choosing to improve your health right now, candy will not help you reach your goal. What does that sound like?
Right. It sounds like one of those rules that we were talking about. Is
exactly.
It moving you forward or is it moving you
away
backwards?
From. Right. Exactly. So number two is simply reminding yourself of rule two. Number three, how about using, we have these amazing shakes in Medifast and Take Shape for Life. How about making some chocolate shakes or whatever kind you like and freezing them in your own and making your own fudgesicles or whatever kind of sickles you like? And that would be a great treat, not necessarily something to hand out, but for yourself, for your own
sweet
tooth.
Yeah, I mean, that's great for the kids that are, you know, living in your own house or when you have, you know, kids that come over as guests. What a great way to give them a healthy fudgesicle, but at the same time, it's good for them.
Sure, sure. And
yeah,
number
great
four
idea.
Is kind of – is kind of similar. We're allowed to have Crystal Light as you know, one of our, as opposed to drinking water, as one of our healthy options. So how about freezing some Crystal Light? Because there's all different kinds of flavors available for that. So it's a very light, fruity, candy-like dessert, kind of along the same lines, something cold and you know, sweet tasting. And the same thing would be to have some sugar-free Jell-O. That's very candy-like. And if you get really creative, if you're one of those, you know, Martha Stewart-type moms or dads, you can get really creative with that and have some real fun with that. That's a great option. Another one would be simply, this follows a really great habits of motion, would be don't stay home on Halloween night handing out your treats. Instead, maybe grab a bottle of water or one of those other nice handy-dandy snacks we just talked about and go take a nighttime walk around your neighborhood and just take in the sights, enjoy the children and the sounds and the, you know, and just the whole idea, be involved in Halloween but don't necessarily be tied to candy. Halloween's about a whole lot of other stuff, too.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. So that would be number six. Number seven would be to bring healthy snacks to work. So we have this really great list of healthy snacks, and, you know, I'm not sure if we'll be able to, is that something that we can probably put up on the website or something?
Yeah, we
for
can.
Somebody?
Yeah, we'll put those on the website.
That would be a great thing to put up so that they are not tempted by candy at the office, and they've got some other options and choices to choose from. Another great idea would be to cut up a Metafast bar and put it in the baggie and then freeze it for some little tiny frozen treats. And I'll be the first one to tell you those are wonderful.
Sure.
The kids just love them. I love them, too. Number nine, a really great idea to help keep the piles and piles of candy from going into your children's body. This is a personal favorite, and I will tell you I have used it, and it just works. Simply allow your children to pick about 5 pieces of candy out of their bag, and then as a parent, buy the rest of the bag from them. So $10, $15, you know, if depends on how much bribery it takes for your children. But in this case, I'm all for it. And buy the rest of the candy from your child, and then take them to their favorite store, whether that's the video store or the or a toy store, and let them buy something with that money instead.
Sure.
If you look at what that represents, you're actually, you know, you look at it as buying their health. I mean, take the candy away from them, but give them something that they're going to be able to look forward to way better than candy, which is going to be gone in the next 15 minutes.
You bet.
You know? So that's one of my favorites. And then the last one is probably the most important of all. And this would stand true not just for Halloween, but any kind of rough and tough occasion where you have a lot of temptations pulling at you. And that would be to stay in touch with your health coach, because they can give you that little voice on the other side of your shoulder that reminds you and holds up that mirror and reminds you of those rules. Hey, you know, is where you're headed with those thoughts and actions going to keep you in line? So it might work right now for the next 10 or 15 minutes or even overnight, but come tomorrow morning, how are you going to feel? And,
well,
being
connected to your health coach is really, really key. And we've been talking about that most of the day, about how vital the health coach can be to help you re-navigate some of these tricky areas. And, you know, these Halloween tips are great for us to use this coming Monday and stay really focused on creating health in your life. And as you begin to make those decisions to move forward or move backward, it should be a simple choice with Rhoda's tips. You're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have Rhoda stick around for a few more minutes. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host. We've been visiting with certified health coach Rhoda Wise, who's been giving us some pretty amazing Halloween tips to give us an alternative to creating a healthier, longer life, to move us forward instead of falling in that trap, opening up the bag, and eating all that candy until we're absolutely sick and start over again. Rhoda, one of the things that I wanted to, you know, those are 10 great tips. And by the way, we did post those on the website. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right next to Rhoda's picture, you'll see a link that says Halloween tips. Go ahead and print that out. Read that a few more times to be really prepared for Monday. But Rhoda, one of the things that, you know, when we go through a list like that, we often talk about, you know, moving our life forward, and that, you know, this is one step, one path, one decision at a time. And it does take practice to create habits of health, doesn't it?
Oh, without question. Anything worth doing requires refining and refinement and practice. And the reason we ask people if you could choose optimal health, would you? It's because it's not just if you could choose health. I mean, how do you define that?
Right.
The idea that it's an ongoing process, is that's where the word optimal comes in. To the degree that you can optimize, make better, constantly improve upon. Well, how? Think about those very definitions. How do you do that? I mean, if you've got a child whose dream it is to be a concert pianist, that's the primary choice, the fundamental choice. Well, how do we support that? Well, first of all, we probably get them a teacher, right, who's going to teach them scales. We're going to teach them how to and get them a piano, and then we're going to require them to practice really boring, mundane drills and skill drills over and over and over again. Do I sound like a pianist? I did the piano thing for like 6 years as a child, so I remember that.
Right.
And, you know, being told to go do my scales, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to play music.
Right.
But I had to do the scales and make my fingers nimble and learn how to move across that piano. Well, it's the same thing. If you don't practice choices and you don't practice executing those choices, how are you going to be able to make them under rough and stressful circumstances? They have to become second nature. That's why they're habits. And the only way to make them habits, as we all know, is to practice them for at least 30 days straight, very consistently. And that kind of helps us create a pattern, and that pattern is something that we're going to want to repeat over and over again. So absolutely, practice is essential. And anyone who doesn't think so, that's probably why they're where they're at.
Well, you had mentioned that, you know, obviously if you're going to learn how to play the piano, that you're going to find an instructor, somebody that's going to teach your child or teach you the basics that are necessary. So you're going to have a teacher, an instructor, You're going to have the tools, the instrument, the piano itself in order to be able to make beautiful music. You can't just practice on a table without making sound. And then on top of that, this practice of doing it over and over and over again, including maybe some things that aren't really all that exciting, like doing scales. You know, when you learn to create health in your life and you're sitting there looking at somebody else having pizza and you're having a salad with some great tasting chicken on it, you know, the natural thought is, wow, you know, I could have that. And what I like so much about what Dr. A's laid out is that it's all about those fundamental and secondary choices. And I remember, you know, a good example that he put in his book is that you could actually, you know, almost have a conversation with yourself about that pizza. I can't have that pizza. I certainly can afford to. I can go up to the counter and I can order it it's going to taste great. You know, I love that pepperoni and I love the way it makes me feel and all of those. But then it's about a choice. And so I also have a choice to say, yeah, maybe some other time. But for today, I'm really focused on helping me reach my health goal. And it's not going to move me forward to make the choice to have that pizza. It'll only move me backwards. And so you've been so great to really lay out how simple and easy it is to make that very difficult decision. Rhoda, we were talking earlier this morning about the Habits of Health Talk Radio program and kind of what it's meant to you over the last year. And I'd like you to share with people that are listening that, you know, this radio program is more than just a radio program. It's about creating health. And there are lots of resources. There are prior shows. And I know you mentioned a couple of shows that really meant something to you. So can you give the listeners today kind of your top shows that you really got something out of, even as a certified health coach?
I absolutely can. I will tell you that is a very difficult order to fill because, not to sound like a cop-out, but they're all my favorite. I mean, every person that you have ever had on this show and every topic of conversation has been so enlightening. But if I have to pick several, I do have about my top three. And there's some very near and dear reasons to my heart, which, you know, are relevant to everybody else. But they're great, great shows. One of them was David Bush, who was a former professional athlete, who came on the show and talked about 11 easy strategies to get and stay healthy. Now, no one on your show has ever reinvented the wheel. It all comes from our program, Habits of Health. But they're just different interpretations and different flavors and personalities added. And that's what I love about it is that, you know, it never gets old because it's always being printed with some different flair. And I love David Bush's show. He had just such tremendous insight. And then the other two are people who have this gift. It's almost magic listening to them when they speak. And that would be Dan Bell and Tim Cox. And both of them have this amazing ability to just captivate you and take you someplace else when you're listening to them. And they just, when they speak to you, they touch your heart. And they give you a really compelling reason why. Why make changes? Why, you know, go out of your comfort zone? And they make it feel like, almost like it's this promise that is guaranteed to be fulfilled if you just take that chance and listen to them. And I love that about them. So those would be my top three. For those reasons, I love how they move me and the way that they reach me when they speak.
You know, and thank you, Rhoda, for mentioning that, because right on the website, in the very top of the website in the middle, there's a tab called Healthcasts. And you can go back and listen to all the archive shows all the way back to December 8th when we started this radio program almost a year ago. And there's lots of great shows. There's lots of great guests. And, Rhoda, you've been terrific to share with us today a little bit about how simple it is to make the decision. And it's the first step in creating health in your life. And thank you so much for being on the show today. And always look forward to having you on. Make sure that if you're listening today and you want to re-listen to some of Rhoda's tips on what the rules are and how to really stay focused on creating health, make sure that you re-listen to the rebroadcast of this show. It will be posted on the show right after we get done. I'd also like to invite you to get connected with a health coach today. Part of this decision-making process is making a decision to create health. And a major component of Dr. A's system is a free health coach that will help guide you and mentor you and support you and keep you focused and course correct when you need to. And so right on the very front of the webpage, if you've already got a health coach and that's why you're listening to this show, make sure you contact them after the show and get started. If you've not thought about this as an idea, click on the orange button that says get a free health coach. Let us know how to contact you and what the best time is to contact you. And we will get a certified health coach on the phone with you that will take you through a real quick health profile. We'll get to know you a little bit. We'll explain how the program works. We're not trying to sell you anything. Simply, we're trying to find out where you are and are you ready to begin to create the habits of health in your life. Right on the webpage, there's a great picture of myself and my granddaughter. Click on there. You'll see Addison Bailey Sales and her pretty smile on her birthday. It's been an amazing show. I always get a lot out of it. Thank you so much for participating. Make sure that you tune in next week for more on creating the habits of health in your life. Rhoda, thank you again. And I'm going to leave everyone with this thought, and that is it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Go out and have a great week. Happy birthday, Addison.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health and How to Reach a Healthy Weight and Create Optimal Health for the Rest of Your Life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.